זה בב, ימלוך זה בב. You know how they say in present tense? מולך. They don't say מלך. They said, then what do you mean by that? I said, השם מלך, even before he became a king. מלך, that's his title. But there is here only past and future. There's no present. So why there isn't present, he asked me. So because there's no present, really. Every minute, or was, or will be. He said, believe me. He smiled then. He said, come on, I'll show you something. I didn't know why. He brought me that book, Ole Yaakov. And so before he showed me, he said, can you prove it to me? I said, yes, Rabbi. We knew this to be hot, so fluent, you know, about 9 years of age. I told him, that's what's written in the Selichot. He said, where? When we sing Hashem Melech in Selichot, always I'm thinking of this paragraph. After Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, it's written, Beterem Shehakim Ba'arakim Nimtahu, Hashem Melech. What's Beterem Shehakim Ba'arakim Nimtahu? Before heaven was stretched, that before Hashem made heaven, how did he make heaven? He said, let Yehirakiya, what's Yehirakiya? Let's stretch permanent, that will become heaven, the sky. And it was. And Beterem Shehakim Barakim Tahu, before Hashem stretched he opened the tablecloth, like opening the sky, Hashem Melech. Before that, he was Melech. Ve'ad lo me'orot zarahu, and before the lights was put up, Melech. He started becoming a king. That means he started creating the world, becoming a king of the people. Then he said, after that, then it's certain everything they tell you. Melech before Malach, then Yimloch. Then there's no present tense at all. So he brought me the Ahole Yaakov. He said, look at this book. Look at the Perush over there. Exact words. What I was telling him. I, as a child, he picked me up and he kissed me, Hamed Zion Hazan, alayhi shalom. The rabbi was a manager of Porat Yosef. He told me that. And that means sometimes we don't pay attention. We think we read Pasuk. We don't. It looks like nothing. Because we tell him, Shahakim Barakim Natahu Hashem Melech. So at the end of the days, when we bring them back, Hashem Yimloch, La'olam Ba'ed. This is the piyut. Now, anyhow, we go back that we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the day of Kippur Seder Avodah, which is so important, and the Hazan stands of, instead of Kohen Gadol. Seder Avodah was known as very, very important. Among the Sephardic communities all over the world, the special melodies that they sing every part of it, which among the Syrian people there isn't. Hacham Avodah Yosef is the most expert in the melodies of those parts. When we were young, there were some Spanish Jews expert in them. They were teaching always that tradition to the young people, and Hacham Avodah used to go to them and learn. He has such an ear for melodies, music. They call him the king of the makamat. He enjoys music tremendously. He has every record in Arabic or the Arabian, because he was in Egypt and he knows to appreciate it. And he is expert. And he knows the melodies of the Yamim Noraim of all the Sephardi communities. Unbelievable in such an extent. But here we do it, but still, if a person knows the meaning of Seder Avodah, then will not appreciate what is the prayer of Musaf is. Now I said there is a lot what to do in Seder Avodah. Anyhow, we'll go back to here. Then here, Rambam calls this halachot, the laws of Kippur, Shevitat Asor. Why does he call it Shevitat Asor? Comes the Torah and gives us laws of Kippur, divided into two groups. First of all, Hashem said you can do any work. If a person does any work on Kippur, then, That's like Shabbat. The difference between Shabbat and Kippur. There isn't melacha, which is forbidden on Shabbat and permitted on Kippur. No melacha. Every melacha that asura b'Shabbat, not like other yamim tovim. Other yamim tovim, the Torah permitted to cook, light, to light one light from another, and to carry, and not on Kippur. Why? Because why did Hashem allow you to cook, to enjoy the holiday? But this holiday you are not supposed to eat. Why should you cook? Therefore, the melachot that asurot on Shabbat, asurot on Kippur. No difference at all. The difference in the penalty. Penalty of Shabbat is sekila. Penalty of Kippur, karet. Which means, if a person did avon b'mezid on Shabbat, bedin they bring him, the word adim v'atra'ah, witnesses, warning, then they stone him. They kill him. Human being, they kill him, bedin kill him. But in Kippur, bedin, human being are not supposed to kill him. Hashem will take care of him. What is it? Karet. Karet v'menan nishmato nechretet, which means he has no olam haba. In a way, some rabbis have said, which one was? Maybe karet is worse. He loses olam haba. At least the one sekila loses olam haba. But still he has olam haba. Somebody consider this very big penalty. However, the one that is having karet, he has a chance here. There's disadvantage. The one sekila, he doesn't have the chance. You punish him, finish. He can do no more mitzvot later on. But if you, the one of the karet, maybe in the meantime, if he made the shuvah, he can be forgiven. But with the one of sekila, he got his penalty. Forgive his avon. But he doesn't have a chance to do more mitzvot. And this is why, in a way, sekila is worse, in a way, karet is worse. What we see, Shabbat and Kippur are exactly the same. The penalty is bemezid karet. In Shogeg, both of them, he brings korban hatat. Today there is no korban. To Tambad Amandash, he brings korban in order to forgive his own. What's Shogeg? He wakes up in the morning. Because the Lord, he forgot to the Shema Yisrael. Then he realized Shabbat, Kippur. Then he made Avon b'Shogeg. He has to be, to ask forgiveness. So why? I didn't do it intentionally. I didn't have in mind at all to do it. But if you were good enough, Hashem would not let you come to do such a thing. Must be you are not good enough, then you have to pay for something. That's why he brings Korban Hatat, to ask forgiveness. Today we don't have Korban. There are special books that they say, called Tikkun La'avonot. What a person should do for every Avon has a different Tikkun. For Avon as such, you have to fast so many days. For Avon as such, heavier Avon. It's not only the fast, the Teshuvah, the asking forgiveness. They come, the main thing is the real Teshuvah wholeheartedly. If a person can't fast, it's better not to fast. Somebody said there is Pidyon Ta'anit. He can redeem the Ta'anit with money. You hear many times the rabbi or a cousin saying every Pidyon a ben. Oh, this Pidyon, you know, what's written in the books. Every person who participates in a Pidyon, just like fasting 84 days. Therefore, if he has Avon to, he's supposed to fast 20. Another Avon supposed to fast 30. Now he has 84 days of Taniyot. Can forgive some of those. That's why people rush to go to Mitzvot Pidyon HaBen. Originally, traditionally, why they were running? Because that, the book said, it's a very important participating in the Mitzvah with the idea, I'm doing a Mitzvah to see that person is redeeming his firstborn child, then this is a big mitzvah. You are participating, eating a little bit from the Sa'udah, saying Beracha. This is a mitzvah that Padyom, they say Pidyon, like Pedalet is 84, Yom, Pedyom. This is 84 days of Ta'anit. Now,
if a person is not feeling well, but not feeling good enough not to fast, he can't fast.
I'll come to it. We'll come to it in that laws. Rambam talks about it, and we'll talk about it. We'll come to the Shulchan Aruch. I started with the introduction. I lasted so long. We'll see later. If we don't come to it, I'll speak to you. Now, after the Torah tells us, "Beshoger hayav hatat." I said, "Don't do any melacha." Besides melacha, I said, "You mustn't also eat." Ta'anu et nafshotechem. The Torah said, "You must suffer because you don't eat." That means it's the mitzvah ta'anu, einui nefesh. What's einui nefesh? The Torah didn't say einui aguf. Einui aguf, you take a stick and you hit yourself. That's einui aguf. You go into ice, water, it's cold, you suffer. But that's einui aguf. But the Torah didn't say einui aguf. Einui nefesh. What is einui nefesh? Something that the nefesh is suffering when you don't eat. This is achila ushtiya. You don't eat, you don't drink, that's einui nefesh. Then the Torah, what's written that you must do, תענו את נפשותיכם, כי כל הנפש אשר לא תענה בעצם היום הזה, ונחרטה מעש חייו, קרא, similar to מלאכה. You eat just like you did מלאכה on Kippur, that there is קראת. Now this is the law of that's written in the Torah. But there is another law in the Torah about Kippur. It's written there, וכל מלאכה לא תעשו בעצם היום הזה, after that, בתשעה לחודש בערב, מערב עד ערב תשבתו שבתיכם. בתשעה לחודש בערב. The Gemara asked, every holiday, when they talk about the date of the holiday, they give the date of the holiday itself. They don't give us בתשעה לחודש בערב. They say, בעשרה לחודש. They speak about סוכות, בחמישה עשר יום לחודש, לחוג את חג הסוכות. חמישה עשר is the day that you make סוכות. On Pesach, the holiday of the Masod begins with 15. The Korban Pesach on the 14. But they don't say, they're like here, but what do you say? The night in the evening, say in the 15, and you know, from evening to evening. From this day on, you must start the day of Kippur and the ninth. That means you have to add entering Kippur a little bit before sunset. And when you finish it also, you finish Kippur, you have to finish it after the day is over. But there is part of the day that we don't know it belongs the day before or day after. That's called Ben HaShemashot, twilight. What do you call the twilight? It's the finishing day or part of the beginning the following day? This is in doubt. Because since Ben HaShemashot is in doubt, and the Torah said you have to add to it, maybe the Ben HaShemashot belongs to the following day, you have to add before sunset. When comes the end, what do you have to add? After the twilight. That is Tishbetu, what do you learn it? Me'erev ad erev, from anything, then Tishbetu, Shabbatechem, Shabbatu, Shabbatechem, Shabbatu. Add something of your own, Shabbatechem. When also the end of the day, that's the beginning of the day, you begin before, at the end of the day, that's what they call in the laws, Tosefet Shabbat. Tosefet Yom HaKippurim. Tosefet Yom HaKippurim is mean HaTorah. It's written here, Kippur. But it's not written about Shabbat. What do we learn about Shabbat that you should have? But since it is Shabbat Shabbat Techem, this means every day that's called Shabbat, you have to add a little before that. Some rabbis have said, no, Tosefet Shabbat is mean HaTorah. Some they say, no, it's Sefer Shabbat, not only to Sefer Kippur in the Torah. Sefer Shabbat, that Hachamim said. You don't have to have the Sefer, only a little bit before, because you don't know exactly the minute. But you don't have to have before. But this is, you know, we always make to Sefer, to the Shabbat. How much we make, that's the difference. The Syrian people, they make the minimum, 15 minutes. Some others, they say 18 minutes. Some others, it's 22 minutes. In Eretz Yisrael, 45 minutes they do. That's their custom. 45 minutes before sunset, they make already Shabbat. Then this is what Tosefet Shabbat or Tosefet Yom HaKippurim. Now, we'll go to the laws of Rambam. Rambam says, Halachot Shevitat Asor, Yesh Bichlalan Arba Mitzvot. In general, generally speaking, and Shevitat Asor has four mitzvot. Two of them are mitzvot aseh, shetem mitzvot aseh, ushtem mitzvot lo ta'aseh. Two are things that you shouldn't do. Vezeh peratan. These are the details of this mitzvot. Aleph. The first one I'm reading before the chapter. לשבות בו ממלאכה. What's לשבות במלאכה? To cease, to stop walking. בית, שלא לעשות בו מלאכה. Isn't that the same thing? לשבות בו ממלאכה is to stop walking. Second, שלא לעשות, not to do work. Isn't that the same? It's the same, really. But one is the Torah said, do this, stop. That means mitzvat aseh. And one says, don't do work. That's mitzvat lo taaseh. That means when a person does work, he's making two avonot. One, he violated mitzvat aseh, rest. One, he violated mitzvat lo taaseh, don't work. The Torah said what? Tishbetu v'chol melacha lo taasu. That means there is one act, there is two avonot. One, you violated mitzvah that the Torah told you you should do, you didn't do. And one, you violated mitzvah told you don't do, and you did. This is what he meant, Harambam. Then, the third one, the hit'anot bo. What's hit'anot bo? To make himself suffer. How do you suffer? But not eating. He comes again, shelo le'echol v'lishtot bo. It's the same. But again, one is mitzvah aseh, and one mitzvah, don't eat, suffer. That is, if you did eat, you violated two laws. This is what Rambam said, that means four mitzvot. Two mitzvot aser, two mitzvot lot aser. Now, halakha aleph, I'm not going to read all the chapter. There is maybe two chapters or three, I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah, there is more. There's three chapters. Okay. We'll read only the most important laws. Mitzvat aser lishbot b'melacha b'asor l'chodesh. It is a mitzvah in the Torah that we should stop from working on the 10th of the month, the 7th month, which is the Shri. Shene'emar, Shabbat Shabbaton u'lachem. If you pay attention, every holiday, it's not written Shabbat Shabbaton. What's written? Shabbat. But only on 2 days of the year, it's written Shabbat Shabbaton. Shabbat and Yom Kippurim. Shabbat is called Shabbat Shabbaton, and Kippur is called Shabbat Shabbaton. Why? Because the Shabbat is double. Not only you stop from all kind of work that you stop on the holiday, but you stop also from cooking and light, everything. That's why it's called Shabbat Shabbaton. V'chol ha'oseh bo melacha, any person who does work on such a day, bitel mitzvat aseh, ve'avar al lo taaseh, shene'emar, ובעשור לחודש השבעי הזה, כל מלאכה לא תעשו. מה הוא חייב על עשיית מלאכה? What's the penalty for doing work? אם עשה ברצונו, if he did it intentionally, בזדון, willingly and intentionally, חייב כרת. He has to get the penalty of כרת. אם עשה בשגגה, חייב קורבן חטאת קבועה. Now he says, rule, הלכה ב', כל מלאכה שחייבים עזדונה בשבת סקילה, חייבים עזדונה בעשור כרת. Any kind of work that we told you in the laws of Shabbat, that person would do it, tal מלאכות, 39 מלאכות, that he is חייב סקילה, and Kippur, if he will do any one of them, is חייב כרת. בכל שחייבים עליו קורבן חטאת בשבת, every avon that if he did it בשוגג on Shabbat, is חייב קורבן חטאת. Also on Kippur, is חייב קורבן חטאת. וכל דבר שאסור לעשותו בשבת, anything that it's not מלאכה, only is forbidden to do it even though it's not מלאכה. Why is forbidden? Many things forbidden to do. חכמים said you are not allowed to do. חכמים said don't swim. חכמים said don't climb on a tree. The Torah is not written don't climb on a tree, it's not מלאכה. חכמים said don't. Why? חכמים restricted a person from certain things because if not, he will come to do מלאכה. When a person is going to climb a tree, he's going to break a branch. Therefore, they were worried that he might come to do מלאכה. They said, you are not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbat. And so on. You aren't supposed to touch anything. It's called מוקצה. If there is a branch, you are walking. Huh? There is ages, you know. You walk? Okay. You walk by and you touch that branch. When you touch, as children, always do, you know. They go there, here they pull. Tolesh, melacha gemura. He cut something attached to the ground. Melacha gemura. Therefore, Chachamim came and restricted certain things that you shouldn't do. That's the name of Tzeh. There is too many things and different things, various things from different reasons that Chachamim made them. No, no. That Chachamim said he's not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbat. Why? What's wrong with riding an animal? He's not doing any melacha. No, when they used to ride the animals, oh, he is on the animal goes, all of a sudden the animals are getting a little wild. He doesn't have the stick with him, a whip or something. He goes under the tree, he cuts the bread. Right? It was so much being used in the early years. Dachin said, Asur lekom agabim ha-shabbat, shemei yavor, lahtoch zemora. He may cut the branch. There are many things, and that is what he said. That kol ma she'asur la'asoto b'shabbat, even though it's not melacha, still is asur la'asoto b'yom ha-kippurim. V'im asa makin oto makat magdut. What's makat magdut? They also had him, because on penalty, corporal punishment that there is in the Torah is called Malkut. But here it's written Magdut. Anything that Chachamim said Asur, it's called Magdut. That's when the Rabbanah. Kederech shemakin oto on Shabbat. V'chol she'asur letaltelo b'Shabbat. Anything that you cannot move it on Shabbat, Asur letaltelo b'Shabbat. Can you move a hammer? No. Why? Mokseh. Why Mokseh? Anything that you can't use on Shabbat, you are not allowed to touch. Why? Because maybe you will come to use it. Chachamim forbid you from using it. I said, Asur letaltelo b'yom ha-kippurim. V'chol she'asur le'omro o la'asoto lechatechila b'Shabbat, kach asur b'yom ha-kippurim. Anything that you can do or you can say also, you can say. Certain talk is, it's written in the Shabbat. V'edaber davar. There are certain things that Chachamim told you, don't talk. You come to make figuring. He said, hey, yes, I owe you so much, and you know, six and seven and that, he may come to write. He may come to do melacha on Shabbat. Start making orally, by heart, and then we'll come to by writing. And kelalo shel davar. Generally speaking, the conclusion is, en ben Shabbat leyom ha-kippurim ba'anyanim elu, ela, shezedon melacha ve-shabbat b'skila, v'yom ha-kippurim b'karet. But, Chachamim came, and permitted certain things that they said is not allowed to do, and they permitted them to be done on Kippur. What are they? If Kippur didn't come on Shabbat, they forbid it on Shabbat, they permit it on Kippur. What is it? You know, people are fasting. They know they come after fast of Kippur, they're so tired, and they want, give them a chance to prepare certain things. But certain things you can't prepare. You know not to prepare him from Kippur to the day after, the night that he wants to go. But Chachamim said, things that we did forbid, certain things will permit you. The mother has to prepare the salad. What is? There is vegetables. She wants to cut the bad part of the vegetables to prepare it. You know, they permitted her Kippur afternoon to do it. This is mutar lekanev et hayerek v'yom ha-kippurim min ha-mincha u'l-ma'ala. What's care? Yeah. Some rabbis said no. They disagree with Rambam. Rambam said you cut the bad part. They said no, that's bad. How can you cut one? This is like selecting. You take the bad and that's melacha. They didn't like the idea of what Rambam said. Said no, the kanev yerek and the Gemara said the kanev means to wash the vegetables, but doesn't mean what he says to cut. But Rambam said no, to cut also, and Rashi said also like Rambam, to cut and preparing. Because of this law today, we don't have this. Cut, not cut, that doesn't take too long. A woman to cut the vegetables, big deal. But what they do, they prepare food before Kippur. And they put it like hamin. They put it on the fire. The whole day, Kippur, for Motzei Kippur. They put it in the oven. Stays warm. Is this allowed or not? They permitted it. Since Hatmana. This of putting the Hamin before Kippur. For the day of Kippur is from Chachamim. Chachamim permitted to do that for Motzei Kippur. But every Shabbat is not allowed. And when Kippur comes on Shabbat, this is not allowed. This year, Kippur and Shabbat. They can put food on the fire from Friday for Motzei Kippur to leave it on the fire. But when Kippur comes on the weekdays, You're allowed to do it. This is what the difference, things that Hachamim said, they're permitted to do it for the sake of that people are so tired, and of course you cannot account to make it hard on them. Some people, they want to last Hasidim. Want to last long time is not now. Don't be Hasid on account of people. You'll be Hasid for yourself, not for the people. You may wait 72 minutes after sunset. Oh, Kippur is over. God bless you. You want to wait, wait. But don't tell the people not to do that. The people already did a minhag to follow the Geonim. The Geonim said, Shloshet Ra'amim after Shekiah, it's already Tzedek HaChamim. It's permanent. Here, who they want to be Hasidim. Even Tekiah, they don't let them blow. Tekiah, according to Moran, you can blow even Ben Hashem Ashot, even before Tzedek HaChamim. Because he said, Chokhmah hi ve'ena melacha, this is not melacha. Moran permitted it. Here, 40 minutes. Then Rabbi Kassin yells, okay, for the sake of Rabbi Kassin, I said, we'll make it, Rabbi, we'll make it 25 minutes. Then the others don't say anything. Rabbi Kassin said, but really even before that you could. But they said, not for the people, you don't make it harder. Then they come, they found an excuse. Hey, you blow the shofar before, the ladies go, even they go, till they go to the rich home, so it's nothing to worry about. And they tell you, don't take the cars. They tell them, the time I announce over in the social hall, ladies and gentlemen, the time is the blowing of shofar we blow earlier. The time will be when we finish our beat. Okay. Then it's time already for them. Maybe perhaps for myself, till I reach home, it's already an hour after Shekiah. I don't care about it because it takes me already, that's 72 minutes. I like to wait 72 minutes because there are many opinions for myself and not for the people. For the people, make it easy. We are not allowed to make it. We say in Kippur, "Asarnu et amutar ve'itarnu et asur." We permitted, we allowed people to do something wrong, and we made wrong to the people that this is wrong to do when it is permitted. This is also not allowed. You can't tell people something which is permitted to tell them not. Anyhow, now he said, continuation of Mutar lekanev dayarek ve'makpirin ha'har ma'ala. Umahu ha'kinu, what is mekanev? She asir et ha'arim ha'mapashot. He takes the bad leaves, ve'ikatzetz, and he cuts, ha'she'ar, ve'itaken oto la'achila. But when he said ve'ikatzetz, he's not allowed to cut it into, chop it very, very fine, because that's his like tohen. Cut them broad to be edible. וכן מפצעים באגוזים ופריחים ורימונים אל המנחה ולמעלה מפני עגמת נפש. ויום הכיפורים שחל להיות בשבת, ואת אם כיפור קם זו השבת, אסור בקניבת ירק, פצעת אגוזים ופריחת, you cannot clear and clean the leaves. Why? Because if there is a כיפור and שבת, you do it, then you come to learn to do it every שבת. This is שבת also. וכבר נהגו העם בשנער ובמערב. Comes the rabbi and said, but the people, in all the Middle East, they already, their custom is not to do it. Even though Hachamim permitted, they don't do it. Ela ariuk Shabbat chodavav. Mitzvat aseh aheret yesh b'yom ha'kippurim. There is another mitzvah. Vehu lishbot bo me'achila u'shtiyah. Not only work, also not to eat, not to drink. Sheneimah ta'anut nefshotechem. Mipi ha'shemu'ah lamdu. Hachamim learned from the generation before them. Generation before them, from the generation before them. Up to Moshe. Rabbeinu, whenever he said Mepi HaShemua, what they heard from Rabbi to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lamdu, Ezehu Inui Shehu LeNefesh, Zeh HaTzom. What they call Inui Nefesh is Ta'anit, when a person doesn't eat. V'chol HaTzom Bo, Kiyem Mitzvot Aseh. If a person fasted, he fulfilled the mitzvah that Hashem told him to do. V'chol HaOchel V'shoteh Bo, B'ten Mitzvot Aseh V'Avar Alot Aseh, Sheneemar, K'chol HaNefesh Shelo Ta'oneh V'Atzem Ayam, Zeh V'Nechat Ma'ameh. מלכתה, מאחר שענש הכתוב כרת למי שלא נתענה, למדנו שמוזרים בו אנו על אכילה ושתייה, וכל האוכל או השותה בו בשוגב, חייב קורבן חטאת כבר. עסיס לתורה said, if a person would eat on Kippur, he is warned that this is avon, therefore if a person eats or drink, he has to bring a korban. וכן למדנו מפי השמועה. Also we learned from Hakamim, שאסור לרחוץ בו. A person is not allowed to wash himself on Kippur. Not only all of his body, even part. What is permitted? Things that he doesn't do it for his enjoyment. The Tilat Yadayim in the morning. What is the Tilat Yadayim? For enjoyment? No. The Tilat Yadayim is to remove the Ruach Ra. But they don't do only till their knuckles. Not till here, every Netilah every day, till the wrist. But on Kippur, till the knuckles. That's all what they do. The Netilah, why? There is a Mahloket even every day. Do we have to do till here or here? Because there is a doubt, we do till here. But on Kippur, so since the day is very holy, the Ruach Ra is a lot less. That's why they make Netilah only for half of the not all of it. Asur Hasbo, or Lasukhbo, or in what Lasukhbo? To apply any lotion, perfume, anything on Kippur. Or in Olet Asandal, to put shoes on. Or live on, to have relations with his wife. That's also on it. And the Torah said, Ta'anut, I'm sure that they can. Umitzvah Lishbot Mikol Elu Kader Shavet Me'achila Ushtiyah. Person has to stop all these things. The way he stops for eating food. Shneimor Shabbat Shabbaton. What Shabbat? One Shabbat is for food. One Shabbat for all these other things, which means from Hachamim. Ve'en hayavin karet o korban el al achila ushtiyah. Aval im rachatz osach o na'al o ba'al, makin oto makat madud, kashem makat madud. Now that means there are five things he's not allowed to do on Kippur. What are they? Achila, eating, drinking, washing, applying any kind of lotions or perfume, and Na'ilat Asandal, Achila Ushtiyah is one, because of the eating and drinking. Na'ilat Asandal, putting shoes on, leather shoes, and Tashmish HaMita, relationship. Then, Kashem Shishavut Melacha Bo Ben Bayom Ben Balayla, Kach Shavut L'Ainui Ben Bayom Ben Balayla. First is not allowed to do this, not during the day, not during the night. The night included, not like every fast. We fast only during the day. Kippur is night and day. The only fast they made it like Kippur, Hachamim made it very, very heavy, Shabbat. But otherwise, all other tzomot, and only during the day and not during the night. V'tzarich leosif mechol al hakodesh v'chnisato v'tziyato, sh'neemar, v'anitem et nashotechem et sh'al hachodesh v'arev. Kelomar, hachel latzum, you should begin to fast with the anot, me'arev tesh'ah samut la'asiri. V'chen b'yitziyah shoeh v'inui me'at b'leil ahar asa samut la'asiri, sh'neemar, me'arev al'arev tshbetu shabbatechem. Now he said, oh, it's good. We know that you have to add. We have to add so much. How many? 20 minutes. In. But sometimes the ladies, you can't control them. They delay themselves 5 minutes, 10 minutes. They don't fight and don't argue with them. Because if you tell them it's not allowed, still they do it, would be avon bigger. Keep quiet. That they were so particular not to cause Avon Bemezid to people that were doing Avon Beshogel. Of course, what do you talk about? But the Tosefet. But about the holiday itself, God forbid. Girls, what are you doing? That's why they tell them. No. Then he comes to speak about the second Perek. Rambam's second Perek comes to speak about, okay, how much a person should not eat, how much of food. If he just tasted food, he would be hayav kare. He said, no. There's a certain amount, if you satisfy yourself, it's called hayav kare. If you eat 2 ounces of food, or you drink something mouthful, a little bit less than 3 ounces, it's hayav kare. But if you ate less than 2 ounces, or you drank less than 2, it's asur, it's forbidden. The Torah said asur, but there is no penalty of kare. Therefore, when a person is sick, or pregnant woman, all this, there is a person sick, he comes to us. The doctor said, I must. Today I got a call. Somebody told me, his wife is pregnant. And the doctor told her, I don't care if you don't eat, but you must drink. When today fast, you must drink. You are not allowed to be dehydrated. Oh, then he called me out. Well, what shall I do? I said, first of all, tongue, does he advise her? Or is it said she must? It's two different things. If he said she must with her condition, impossible for her, then come to me again, and I'll tell you. And then you will ask him what I have in mind. Tell him that she should drink less than a month. Instead of 3 ounces, at the same time, 2 ounces. Let her take 2 ounces. And wait 12 minutes, because there's a mahloket. How much if you drink within, how much, how long of a time? There is what's the language of the Gemara, kedei achilat peras, that you can eat half a meal. What's called half a meal? A meal called mahloket between Rashi and the Rambam. Once I mentioned to you. Once Rashi said that the meal is called 8 betzim. You know what means 8 betzim? Same size, a weight of 8 eggs. They talk about average eggs, medium size. Now, 8 eggs is called full meal, half of it. Achilat peras means half of a meal, that's 4 betzim. We know betza and egg today equal to 2 ounces. 4 betzim, that's 8 ounces. That's according to Rashi. Rambam says no. Achilat peras is 3 eggs. The full meal is 6 eggs, not 8. Half is 3, which means 6 ounces. According to Rambam, if you eat the amount that you call eating, kabetza, within time that you can eat 6 eggs, 3 eggs, that's called already avera that you ate. But if you ate it within a time that you can eat 10 eggs, that means you ate very little within that time. It's not hayab correct. That's why what we tell them today, how long is that? How long? There's argument among the great rabbis of later generations. Some they said 4 minutes. If you eat a kabetza, 2 ounces within 4 minutes, then this is the avon, or that there is a big penalty. Some they say, no, it's not 4 minutes, 8 minutes. Some they say they went to 12 minutes. But today, what do we tell them? Wait 12 minutes, and then drink again, another. This is the difference for others. To wait, drink a little, and wait. Drink a little, and wait. And then if it is possible, if the doctor says, no, impossible, I tell them within, wait 8 minutes, to the other opinion. If it is also impossible, wait 4 minutes. Then we go gradually according to what the book said in order to see how to save. But of course, if there is danger, we don't let anybody endanger his life because this is the law. If it's danger, even the laws, Rambam goes later, he says, if the sick man, patient, is a religious man, he says, I must eat because I'm dying out, they give him to eat. Just by his own words. Because he feels himself more than anybody else. But if he said, no, I don't need, and the doctor said, no, he must eat, and the doctor is really religious, that you can rely on him, then you know it's an honest man, he's not doing it just now because he takes it lightly. What's the difference? Let him in, what for? He should suffer. You know, the irreligious people, done. But we are talking about a man that knows what's the value of kippur for this man, and doesn't know you must eat. Then we listen to the doctor. We don't listen to the patient said, I don't need it. But then if there is an argument between doctors, one doctor said he should eat, and one said, no, he doesn't have to. We listen to the one that said he should. That means always, because of doubt, of danger, we let the person eat. The life of a person is much more important than that. There is even a story for Rabbi, that he was in some city, town, there was a cholera plague. And such a plague, when there is, they must eat. If they don't eat, very dangerous for the life. And the rabbi told the shamash, prepare some cake and milk and that, bring it to the shul. When I'll give you the hint, you bring it to me. Okay. The following day, Kippur, just after they finished Shahrid, so the rabbi, went up to the Teva, bang. Now intermission. We stop, we don't play Musab, everybody go home, make Kiddush, and eat. Kippur. You are allowed to eat, and go to eat. Nobody is healthy in that. The rabbi told them, go to eat. Nobody moved. I told you everybody should go home and eat now. Nobody answered. I told the shamash, give him the hint, go bring me what I told him. Brings the wine to him. The rabbi took the wine, he made kiddush, and said, mezonot. He ate, and everybody saw the rabbi. He walked out of the shul and they went to eat. He ate because he wanted them to eat. I know, happened to me once, when we were in Bensonhurst. There came one woman crying, Rabbi, you know, my husband, he had a terrible, terrible heart attack. And the doctor ordered him, he must eat. Came the noon of Kippur, he didn't eat yet, and he had a very weak heart. It's a very dangerous one. She came running to the shul, crying. So what's the matter? She told him. So okay, I'll come with you now. After myself, I'll come home to your house. I went there. And I said, I understand. How are you? I said, you eat? Yeah, you have to eat, I don't know. You must eat. I said, okay, I'm going to lay down. He's pushing me out. The man is in bed. He wouldn't eat. I thought, oh, okay. I told the woman, go bring me a glass of milk. She said, no, later. So bring two glasses of milk. One for me, one for him. I said, Alhamdulillah. You don't drink, I'll drink first, and then you'll drink. She bought two glasses. I came, I took it, I went, said, Hacham, please, don't. I don't want to have the avon that you drink because of me. Okay, I'll drink. So drink now in front of me. If you don't drink, I'll drink. I don't. When he saw that I wasn't sitting with you, said, she had corn, and he drank it. I said, thank you. I kissed him. I went down. So I give him to eat. And sometimes you have to. And to save a person's life. And after he drank the milk and I didn't eat enough, he had another heart attack right the day after. But Baruch Hashem is still living now. And this is question I'm talking, we weren't personal. Can you imagine? Long time. This is, I'm here now in this area 23 years. And I'm talking a long time. Alhamdulillah, beyond Amerika. Sure, I got that, can handle. Okay. No, you're talking about this. Of course, we are not talking doctors that they take it lightly. I mean, really, there is a need, must, they have to eat. Of course, they will come to Hashem Yisrael. The rabbi made me in Hasid. The Gemara said about women pregnant women. They raised the roof. They want to eat. They can't. They couldn't take it. They jumped. The Gemara said, when a pregnant woman asks she wants to eat, they go, they whisper in her ear, listen, today is Kippur, you know. Not for her. She knows it's Kippur. They want the child to hear. Child and his mother's stomach. Listen to this. Gemara said that. So there were two women that were pregnant came to one of them and told them, listen to the Kippur. The minister said, listen to the Kippur. She had no pains no more or nothing. But she didn't eat. She passed it. The other one said, listen to the Kippur. Nothing, jumping even more. Yeah. Want to eat. And they gave her to eat. The rabbi said, I'm sure that from this woman will come child very good, and this woman will come child like I saw. How common I saw. Sure enough, that the child that the mother come down, she didn't eat, came with Rabbi Yohanan, very great rabbi, one of the greatest leaders of Jewish people. And the other one came the head of a gangster. He said, already, from the time that the mother was pregnant, imagine how much an effect everything is doing. And that's why they say, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, Ashrei Yolato. Fortunate is the mother that he had. Why? Because Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya never heard anything wrong. Or what he heard only Torah. From the time she was pregnant, she would go sit near the Hachamim. When they read Torah, she said, I want the child to hear the word Torah. When he was born, she put him in a cradle and she took the cradle to the Azara, to the room near Beit HaMidrash, and she wants the child to hear always words of Torah. And became one of the greatest rabbis. That was the time at the beginning of religion of, you know, Gentiles. Came exactly with that Oto Ish, Mahshemo Zecho, when Yeshu came, and it was still fresh, and Rabbi Shimon Hanania was born that time. When he grew up, always the Gentiles wanted to argue with the Jews about religion. And the Jews, always the representative of the Jews was Rabbi Shimon Hanania. Always he won the argument. And the Caesar used to order him, must come and argue. And he goes, and always he used to be the winner. Such sharp in mind. But he wasn't nice looking. Short, not handsome. The daughter of the king, once she passed by, she looked at him and said, ah, Chokhma mefo'ara bekeli vecho'ara. Wonderful wisdom in an ugly tool. He understood what she's telling him, that he looks ugly and he has such wisdom. As they passed by a little, they walk, he told her, Princess, does your father have wine in the palace? So is there any question? The king wouldn't have wine. He has all kind of wine from any year you want. Our storage is full of wine, all kind of wine. What does he?